Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
My name's Craig Charles. This is Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Hello, my name's Robert Llewellyn. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on 94.9 Joy. I got it wrong. Joy 94.9.
No worries, no worries. I'm excited.
Luke, it's so good to be able to speak to you. Noah Hathaway, welcome to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. And we love genre stuff, especially some sci-fi, of course, horror, thrillers, that type of thing.
Me too.
That's good, because you're going to be over here for Supernova, both Supernova in Melbourne, but also really importantly, the Gold Coast Film Festival, where you're bringing along Sushi Girl. Tell us about that.
We're going to be there too, yeah. We have Sushi Girl. It was a little grindhouse movie kind of gone wild, man. It was just great little kind of quirky movie that has turned into this kind of cult phenomenon already. It's great. You know, Mark Hamill and Tony Todd and Jimmy Duvall and myself and Mackenzie and all these great icons everybody's grown up with. We threw them all together and made this kind of crazy, quirky carnival ride of a film. I always tell people, you know what, nobody was trying to invent the wheel. We just wanted people to go enjoy themselves for an hour and a half and go have some fun. Yeah. And I know we did that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, look, it looks like a riot of a film. It's pretty bloody and violent and that sort of thing.
Yeah. How was that? It definitely has its moments, but, you know, a little torture here and there ain't too bad.
It's all in good taste, though, and that's, you know, the food aspect. Andy McKenzie, who spoke to you last week, what he was talking about was...
Yeah, we had fun. I mean, Andy plays one of the most mean characters you'll ever see, but he's one of the sweetest, most awesome. I call him the Zen Master. You know what? Everybody brought their A game. Everybody was really into the movie, and we all had a great time shooting it. And we're all still friends. Like we get to go come hang out in Australia for 10 days. So
that's great.
We leave on Tuesday. We're really pumped. We're gonna have some fun. Andy McKenzie and I are gonna try to find some shark diving somewhere.
Make sure you're in a cage.
Yeah, we're gonna try to work something out. So. Yeah,
just to be safe, they do eat people here. The sharks,
I know,
I mean.
I've heard. I know.
Now, Noah, what's the character you play in Sushi Girl? Tell us a little about that.
My character is the character of Fish, and I guess he's the least of the bad guys. He's the new recruit of the gang, and he gets kind of involved in a diamond heist, and it goes south, and he ends up doing like 6 years for the gang, and he gets out of jail, they have this elaborate sushi dinner for him upon his arrival, where they try to extract the information of where his diamonds are. So, and then it gets kind of bad for Fish, you know. But he's very sympathetic, and he's kind of think a little naive to what's kind of going on and what he's really gotten himself into, you know. Kind of got skinny for the character, and it was fun. We had a great time.
Great. Well, it's going to be premiering here at the Gold Coast Festival in Queensland.
Yeah, we're excited.
That's really amazing. I hope it gets to Melbourne, because I'm in Melbourne. That's where we're based here, Sci-Fi and Squeam. And you are coming to Melbourne first, though, yeah?
Yes, we'll be there first for Supernova I think we're there for almost a week. We'll find some shenanigans to get into, I'm sure.
You should, certainly will. Now, for people who aren't aware of your career, look, I think the biggest one was because, of course, that film, Neverending Story.
The Neverending Story, yeah.
It never ends, does it?
Yeah, no, but, you know, I'm very proud of that movie. There are very few movies in history that mean that much to that many people for this long.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Without being fanatical about it. It took a year to make the movie. I was really young, and I worked my butt off, and it's something I'm still proud of today. And it's kind of transcended from, you know, I mean, I think it's on its third generation now, which is almost ridiculous to even say.
Leaving so soon? Sneak away.
Yeah. I mean, no, no.
I like children.
For breakfast?
Never. I'm a luck dragon. My name is Falcor.
And my name is...
Atreyu. And you're on a quest.
How'd you know that?
You were unconscious. And you talked in your sleep.
Why?
Could you get round? and scratch behind my right ear. I could never quite reach it.
Here?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. That's so good. Thank you. So, little fella, you're on your way to the Southern Oracle?
Yes, but it's hopeless. It's too far away.
Oh, I wouldn't necessarily say that.
You know how to get there?
Why, sure. It's right around the corner.
How'd all this happen?
With luck.
You've already brought me the entire 10,000 miles?
No, only 9,891, as the dragon flies.
You're amazing!
Having a luck dragon with you is the only way to go on a quest. Things will work out fine, Atreyu. Never give up.
No, I mean, it's an amazing film. And when you look at it again and again, you always gather something from it. You know, you'll be able to take something from it, I think, as a viewer. And certainly your role as Atreyu sticks with people forever, myself included. And it was Wolfgang Peterson's first Hollywood film, wasn't it? Is that right?
Yeah, he had done Das Boot before with the German company. And this was the first, I think, big American release. I mean, it was a German company, but still, it was, I think, Warner Brothers that distributed it in the States.
Mm.
So it was his first big thing, I think. And, you know, it started off as a couple of months and turned into about a year of filming. So,
right.
And I don't think anybody expected it to turn into what it did. So
no.
it was a blessing. It's just a great movie.
Yeah. So
and,
for you...
I wish they made more of them like that these days.
Yeah,
you know?
I think you're right. Now for you, exactly, what do you remember? I'm sure you get this question a lot, but what do you remember the most, good or bad, about working on The Neverending Story?
Well, you know what? It was mostly good. Some of the bad, like I joke and say they tried to kill me once a week just because it was such a physical role and he wanted it as real as possible. So I did most of my own stunts and, you know, I was just forever getting hurt. So it was one of those, blessing in disguise. It turned out great, but my body definitely paid the price as a kid during that movie.
Didn't they have sort of controls on child abuse or something then?
It was before the Coogan laws.
Oh, goodness.
And we shot it in Germany for it was about a year. So it didn't, you know, we it was basically balls out. We shot 14, 15 hours a day and you know, you kind of did what you did. And we had a lot of fun. It was, I mean, at 12 years old, I was a really... kind of adventurous, ballsy kid anyway, so
yeah.
I was up for the adventure anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it was all fun for me.
It's crazy what you do when you're young. You don't think about it, do you?
Really? I'm horrible. I still do it. I still jump out of planes and
all
kinds of stupid stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
Is that what you like? You like extreme stuff?
You know, I think I'm a seeker, you know, and I'm forever seeking kind of anything that makes you that makes life interesting. So whether it's snowboarding or jump out of a plane or riding motorcycles, or I mean, I've been a martial artist my whole life. So I just think forever a seeker, you know. Anything exciting to keep me going.
Now for Sushi Girl, it's doing a few festivals as well, I believe. And for you yourself, are you going around the world with this film, or what's happening to it after Brisbane?
I don't know. You know, like it depends. If they have a good festival that they're into and they want me to come, if I'm free, I'll come hang out.
Mm.
You know, I try to give Sushi Girl as much support as I can. I love the movie. I love the people we got to work with. And so whatever I can do to kind of give it a little push, I'll do.
Now, of course,
they're kind of off to, I'll kind of, I'll
yeah,
I'm invited.
Part of the troop or the crew. Now for other sci-fi that you've been involved in, of course, you also were in Battlestar Galactica, the original series. You were played Boxy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I mean, you were very young when you did that. Very young, actually.
Very young. Very young. I mean, that was, we did that in 1978. So
yeah.
I was a baby.
Yeah.
I think I was six.
6 years old, according to this. That's amazing.
Yeah.
What do you remember? Do you remember much about working with Richard Hatch and Jane Seymour?
Yeah. I have a great memory. It was very exciting. There were a lot of interesting special effects. Of course, I had my dog. That was the chimpanzee.
Yes.
Which was like I had my own little, you know, chimp the duration of the shoot. And Lauren Green, we would run our dialogue every day.
Mm.
It was a great beginning experience. Everybody was very, very warm, and they tried to really help me, you know, in any way they could. It was a good show.
Mm. Oh, no, it was fantastic. What do you think of the remake? What did you think of the series?
I like it. I like that they went really dark and different, and, at least they didn't try to copy.
Exactly.
Excuse me, the original. You know, at least they went completely the opposite direction, which is cool.
Yeah, cool. Now, for yourself and your career at the present time, what have you got planned ahead? What's happening for Noah Hathaway after Australia?
You know, I'm writing a little bit. I have a couple projects. I'm trying to get some screenplays finished, and I don't know, just kind of see where everything takes me. It was kind of, you know, a leap of faith when I started all of this, and I didn't really have a game plan at the time. You know, it was I got the phone call at like 3 o'clock in the morning to go do Sushi Girl, and I kind of decided to stay in Los Angeles and see what would happen. So this is all a little up in the air and new, and some kind of throwing caution to the wind and let the chips fall where they may.
All the nori roles, as the case might be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, look, it looks great. And to work with Luke Skywalker, you know.
Yeah, he was something. A trip. He was a lot of fun to work with.
But he's not coming out. Yeah, unfortunately. That's a shame he's not coming to Australia as well. It would be
I know. He has his own schedule. He's getting ready for number 7. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Well, look, I don't want to keep you too much because I'm sure they're going to, you know, drop in and talk and say time is up any second now.
Not a problem. It was nice to talk to you.
Yeah, but no, before you go, would it be possible for you to do a ID tag for our show for us to play next week? That'd
sure.
be cool. The name of the show is Sci-Fi and Scream with a Q.
Sci-Fi and Scream?
No, Scream. Scream. Yeah, Scream, as in squeamish.
Okay. Sci-Fi and Scream.
On Joy 94.9.
On Joy 94.9.
That's it.
Okay.
Thanks, Noah. Whenever you want to.
Yeah.
You all right?
Hi, this is Noah Hathaway. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream, Joy 94.9. Peace.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Well, I wish you all the best for Sushi Girl, too.
I appreciate it. We're going to have fun.
Yeah.
I love Australia. My little sister just moved there to get married, so.
Oh, cool.
The family's migrating.
Yeah. Might spend a lot more time down here then.
Yeah, I know.
In the future.
I love it.
And it's going to be great to have you there and all the guys from Sushi Girl at the Supernova conventions, both in Melbourne and then in Brisbane. So, yeah, congratulations.
Well, it'll be fun. We'll have a good time, as always.
Good one.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Noah.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Andy McKenzie of Sushi Girl, listening to Sci-Fi Scream on 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.